We're about to meet some families who are struggling to get fresh and healthy food onto their tables. This is not an uncommon problem in America today, but these families happen to live in one of the most productive farm regions in the world, California's San Joaquin Valley. Sasha Coca of member station KQED has the story.
Mommy! Yes?
To get to Jessica Ortiz's kitchen, you have to step over some rotting floorboards in the crowded living room. Peel back a curtain and wait for your eyes to adjust to the dim light. You can see her face better when she cracks open the refrigerator door.
This is what our refrigerator looks like at the end of the month. It's still a few days till we get our food stamps.
Ortiz's husband, Oscar, is out working in the almond orchards, and she's trying to figure out what to feed her five kids tonight. She's got a few eggs, some potatoes, and half a bag of breakfast cereal.
We don't have milk, and their bologna and ham, and all their sandwich stuff. Bread, we don't have. Our freezer's totally empty.
The Ortiz family lives in Raisin City, a town of about 400, surrounded by vineyards. Many field workers here are from Mexico, but others, like the Ortizes, were born and raised in California.
See if Jojo wants some chips. Come on, guys. Joshua, do you want some juice?
Jessica Ortiz dropped out her senior year of high school after getting pregnant with their first child. The family's job prospects might be better in a bigger city, but here the only work is seasonal, often part-time field work. Her husband, Oscar, averages $170 a week.
He's out there picking for, you know, almost the whole world. And, I mean, he only brings, like, so much money home to feed his own family. We have many, many field workers that do that. They're providing for everybody else's family and barely bring enough home to take care of their own.
The Ortizes get by with food stamps and cash aid from the government. But money goes quickly at the local mini-mart, one of the only places to shop in Raisin City.
Ask him how much the bread is. $3.49? Are you out of your mind?
And the produce, wilting cilantro and cabbage, and overripe bananas. Junk food is a cheaper choice.
Go get an ice cream. You want an ice cream?
Jessica buys herself some beef jerky, then scrutinizes her receipt as she leaves the store.
I got a loaf of bread, a gallon of juice, three ice creams, and it was like $14, $13, $15. Could have got it cheaper in Fresno.
But getting to big grocery stores in the nearby city of Fresno isn't easy. It's a 25-mile trip that turns into an all-day task, since the Ortizes don't have a car and the bus only comes once a day.
We could tell people, yes, you're supposed to eat so many servings of fruits and vegetables.
That's Sara Ramirez, an epidemiologist in California's Central Valley.
It's easy to say and not take into account the environment, the fact that in these communities, sometimes soft drinks are more affordable than water. Or maybe you're having to make the choice of buying less quality food just to fill up on calories.
Health officials here are grappling with an epidemic of obesity and diabetes. In a region that ranks among the highest in the nation when it comes to food insecurity, or families not knowing where they'll find their next meal. Hundreds of residents line up each month for the food bank giveaway in Raisin City, arriving hours in advance to make sure they're at the head of the line. Jessica Ortiz is here, too.
Me and my kids, they'll run home from school and be like, what did we get? And my baby loves bananas. So if he happens to get bananas, he thinks he won the race.
Food banks here still primarily hand out packaged food, but they're working to increase donations of fresh fruits and vegetables. And in Raisin City, that once-a-month produce giveaway means farmworker families can share in some of the bounty they help to harvest. For NPR News, I'm Sasha Coca in Fresno.